Thank you.
Wow,
thank you. Let's have a couple of questions. Shalom Bayis. Wow, you just saved me. Wow. Okay, let's just go about a couple of questions. I asked everyone here this morning in Mount Tomos to see two tazes, one in Arachayim and one in Yerideya. And everyone came up to me and Rebbe, we're trying to figure out what this taz has to do with our Gemara. What does taz have to do with Shabbos? Nothing.
I told you.
Nothing. Doesn't have to do with Rosh Hashanah either. Even though it does have to do with Rosh Hashanah, but doesn't have to do with Rosh Hashanah. But what's the Taz? Both places, the Taz says a Kiddush that we hold of, that everybody holds of this Taz. And the Taz says that we have Gzeiris Drabbanan, and we have everything Drabbanans, Drabbanans and Drabbanans, and Drabbanans say this is us, and Drabbanans say that's us, sir. You know, Drabbanan, Asher Lach. But there's one thing Drabbanan can't do. When the Torah says something is mutter, Drabbanan can't say it's us. They can't. That they can't do. If the Torah says, you know, eat a carbon, eat meat, the Rabbanan can't say, oh, we'll make a desire, you can't eat meat. I would be a vegetarian. The Chum can't do that. Chum can't say it's us to eat meat. Chum can't do that. It says the Torah is mutter to eat meat. Chum can't, the one in Arachayim is talking about blowing shofar on Yontif. So the Rabbanan can't say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because the Torah says blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. That's a funny why the Taz has to say it his way. So you can, but the Taz says you can never, the Rabbanan can never say something's asur, but the Torah says it's mutter. Came on the Chassam Sofer and many other Gedolim, and they say, hey Taz, this week's Parsha. Pasuk Tezvav, Ki tiyena lishtei nashim. A person has two wives. The Torah says a person has two wives. How can you make a gershom? Aser, a person has two wives. So, Svarim got to be right. That, hey, Ben Erkesh, you can't say that. Svarim got to be right. Of course you can marry two wives. But that's the famous question of this parsha. How could Ben Erkesh say it's Aser to have two wives when the Taz, when it says the pasuk, Ki tiyena lishtei nashim. Achas u'chazu, a person has two wives, he hates one, he loves one. So, the Torah says a person has two wives. According to the Taz, how can anybody Gershon ever answer two wives? That's probably the most famous question on this week's parsha. Now, don't tell me any answers now, because there's 10 answers. I like the Svarti answer. No Ben Gershon. That's all. No Ben Gershon. Finished.
I mean, you give one ring.
What?
You give some.
No, it's a Gemara. What? Rabbeinu Gershom. For Ashkenazim, Rabbeinu Gershom, Lisham, said, not Ashkenazim to us. It's called Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. See, it was a spot, he never even heard of it. Yeah. In your regular Sirik Suva now, if you read regular week Sirik Suva, they don't read this part out loud under the chuppah. The regular Sirik Suva, the chassan signs that he's not going to marry another wife. But that has nothing to do with Karen Gershon. That's Palik Suva. You know, I'll only love you. You're not Syrian.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, because not by yours. You looking around? I have a good shit for you. Make number 28 right now. Okay. Now, that's one question. No answers now. There's some very, very famous questions on this parsha. There are many of them. State famous questions. The other famous question, which one's more famous? They're both famous. What do you do to a Mitzvah Mora?
Kill him.
How do you kill him?
Where he is.
Skila. Very good. Skila is number what in the four misos?
The worst.
The worst. The harshest. So, now, Why'd you kill Vitzel Amara?
He's
gonna kill. When he kills, what punishment do you give him when he kills somebody? Yeah. No, half a year later, six months later, he'll rob people and he'll kill a person. What? What do you do? What do you get? What do you get for what? No. Sayaf. Sayaf. So what number is Sayaf? Skila Sefa Herod. That's Herod. So you give him a if he would have killed somebody, he gets the lesser punishment. Oh, but he might kill somebody, we'll give him the harshest punishment. What's going on here? Give him the harsh punishment for something he might do, but if he would do it, he wouldn't get this punishment. How could that be? That's the kasha. That's a famous, famous, famous kasha. Does anyone have a teretz for that? But that's a very famous question, which needs a good answer.
Yeah.
Oh, you tell me afterwards.
I have a Sifus Musar answer.
$100. I got the money ready. Yeah. Okay. That's the famous question. And the third famous question is parsha. The three famous, famous questions on this parsha. The third question. Hagar was carrying, was going with Ishmael, and Ishmael was dying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest for, and they came a bear of water. Everyone knows this story in Genesis? Okay? You know the story in Genesis? And in the Malachim, but the Medrash says, I mean, that's not the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Malachim said to Hashem, Hashem, Yishmaelim in the future will be killing Jews left and right. How could you save him? They'll be killing Jews left and right. All his descendants will be killing Jews. You can't save him. So Hashem said to the Malachim, there's a rule. Ba'asher Husham. It says in the Pasuk, Ba'asher Husham, where he stands today, you don't kill anybody because of the future, only the present. That's halacha, Ba'asher Husham. Ishmael wasn't killed on that day because you don't kill somebody for the future. But how could that be? Hashem also wrote the din of Bezer HaMorer. And Bezer HaMorer is killed, why? Because of his future. What's going on? Hashem said, I have a rule, no killing for the future. And then Hashem makes the din of Bezer HaMorer, the future. That's the third famous question of this parsha.
Is this
all the question? What? Okay. These are three questions that are very, very answerable. Very. Yes.
Pasuk.
Okay. Now we talk about Kisei Sifra. There's something I love to say. So, some of you guys have heard from me, some not, but I love to say it. Because my father told it to me, and my uncle Chaim told it to me, and they all had the same story from Europe. So they had a story from Europe. Kisei Sifra al Avecha. When you go to Muhammad, and you find the Isha Yafas Tawar, right? The first Rashi he says Muhammad, the Muhammad's Rishus Hakasim Daber. It's not Muhammad's Rishus. Why? So Muhammad's Eretz Yisrael in Lomar Vishavisa Shivya. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to kill everybody. You couldn't keep alive a Yafas Tawar. You had to kill everybody. So it must be talking about Muhammad's Rishus. So the Muhammad's Rishus, that's what the pasuk's talking about. By a Muhammad's Rishus, there's the din of Yifas Tawar. When Jews captured Eretz Yisrael, there's no din Yifas Tawar, because you have to kill everybody. Okay, that's Rashi. Now, last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha talked about who goes to Muhammad's Rishus. So there's a bunch of people who don't go. And you get married, and you build a house, and you plant a vineyard. It also says, Ishi Yara Rach Leivav, a person who's afraid. Zakti Gemara, a person who's afraid doesn't get pocket for more. It's you're afraid because of your failures. You feel that, hey, Hashem's not going to protect me. I have a failures. Then the Gemara says, what type of error are we talking about? The Gemara says, even if somebody talked between his Pilim Shel Yad in Tefillin Shel Rosh. He can't even go to war. Nobody can go to war. Only the tzaddikim of the tzaddikim could go to war. So who would go to war? You know, in my day, I would look at, who would go to war for Kaiser? Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Eliashiv and Chaznish. These are the guys who go to war. The people beat the war. And there's a big joke in Europe. They used to say this joke where, you know, they say, in Europe they had, people gave the same shmooze. And they said, so who would go out to war? Oh, the Chafetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Brisker. Only they'll go out to war. And the Chafetz Chaim, and they would stand there, and there'd be a whole bunch of soldiers running towards them, and they each have a rifle. And the Chafetz Chaim would say to Reb Chaim Brisker, I want to mechabed you with the first shot. You wrote the best sefer on Rambam. And then Reb Chaim Brisker would say to Chafetz Chaim, no, you're a Kayin. Take the first shot. And they're arguing to mechabed, and there's a war. That was a joke in Europe. That's what it looked like. You know, that was what it looked like. So you're talking about the biggest tzaddikim in the whole world. Comes along in the Torah and says, oh, when Reb Chaim Brisker went out to war and he captures this Goyish girl, he can marry her. What? I mean, that's the guy who went out to war. Like, what? What are you talking about? Reb Adi Yosef went to war. Oh, he can schlep this Goyish girl. He said, I want to marry her for my second wife, of course. But you're like, what are we talking about here? I don't know an answer to that. But I know an answer in this day and age. There's a lot of things this parsha that never happened. It won't happen. I believe that this never happened, it won't happen either. It's impossible. But you gotta learn something from this. That means, and I talk about this all the time, and whoever hasn't been in my shir, because I have it in my office all the time, this problem, guys. But no matter how stark you are, no matter how much you study, no matter, everybody still has a problem with the Fas Torah. Now, it's not the Fas Torah you captured in war, it's the Fas Torah you captured on your computer. But you're still the same Fas Torah. Okay? And no matter how great you are, you've got to be very, very, very careful. There's a problem with your Fas Torah. Okay? Don't say to yourselves, I'm so good, I'm just opening my email. It doesn't work like that, I'm telling you. I have a bunch of computers in my office. Rebbe, can you please hold my computer, please? I don't want to do this anymore. I have a bunch of computers in my office. You know? And they come to me with it because I understand. Yeah, I mean, every guy has this problem. So, okay, I'm so happy you want to do something about it. But that's what you learn from here. No matter who you are, no matter how great you are, your Fas Torah is a problem. Everyone get my drift? It's not getting my drift. I said it openly. But, you know, like, maybe some people say, well, what's he talking about? You know? Yeah. Oh, I love that. Rebbe, it's your fault. I love that. That's the best. Rebbe, it's your fault. That happens all the time. Rebbe, it's your fault. Okay, it's my fault. But that's why when that nanny is up, make sure to get it. That's what he's saying. He's saying, when it gets up again, make sure to get it. Yes. Okay, that medrash is such a hard medrash that says David HaMelech had 400 children in each child from the Yafas Torah. And that medrash seems to say that David HaMelech had 400 Yafas Torahs or something. Or, I mean, how many do you have to have 400 children? I don't know. But that's what a medrash does. There's such a medrash. Yeah. But I'm just telling you what the medrash says. The medrash says David HaMelech had 400 sons from your Fas Torahs. Exactly what that means, exactly how this is possible, what happened, I have no idea. What? Yeah, he didn't have your Fas Torahs. It's a hard thing. It's also harder that there's a Gemara that says David only had 18 wives.
Oh, Oh, that's like,
so now 18 wives. So how do you have 400 children from 18 wives? It's very hard. It is, each wife has to have how many children? What?
It's like
a married wife. No, it's just one. It's actually fast cars. It's hard.
Fast cars like a plague.
No, fast cars not. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. What? 22.2 children. I don't know. The point is naked, right? 22 is one legend. Not say that. It's not PC. What do you have to call a midget now?
Little people.
Little people?
That's much better.
Little people. Okay. Little people. Okay. Now. Just talking.
No.
What now?
If you have a child with excessive power, but it's from before that child Jewish or not?
From the first one. You're allowed to have the first one.
Yeah. That's enough.
Is that child Jewish? Yeah.
That's what's your question?
Probably not.
No?
You didn't marry her yet. Okay, anyway. Let's go on. But going on upon this, the same idea that the thing is parsha that never happened and won't happen. But you have to learn from it. You have the parsha ben Sora Mor. The Gemara says, Ben Sora Mora in the paper, it says Burn Sora never happened and will never happen. Never happened, will never happen. Ben Sora Mora. A couple of things that will never happen, Ben Sora Mora, and it says Dachas, but Ben Sora Mora will never happen. So the Gemara asks, so why was it written in Torah if it will never happen? Why won't it happen, by the way?
Because you kill them before it happens.
No.
I think the parents voice the parents.
What? They need so many things from so much. Like what?
They
have to raise together. Their parents have to be the same height and look the same and all kinds of laws about so much. And what? And there's a crazy shear. And it has to be a certain wine. It has to be Italian wine that he drank. It can't be Israeli wine. It's living in Israel. Where did the Italian wine? And a certain amount of Italian wine. You didn't have Bartolomeo wine in those days. You know, like, you had the Italian wine. It's crazy what it is. So the Gemara says, it will never happen. So the Gemara says, so why do you write it? So the Gemara says, oh, drosh the kabbal schar. Learn it so you can get schar. Oh, it's here to learn, so you get schar for learning. Came one of Rav Sol Salanty said, I understand this Gemara. I walk into this midrash, and there's 5,000 svarim. Maybe I'll learn 10 of those or 15 of those. So there's so many svarim. I need an extra parshat Torah to learn to get schar. There's so much Torah. There's so much Torah. Your whole life, everyone knows you can't learn the whole Torah. It's impossible. So you need an extra. What is this drosh v'kabbal schar? So it's a hard question. It's a hard question. But Rishon Salanter said something very, very good that for us is very important. He said, not that learn it in Kabbal Schar, but drosh in Kabbal Schar. What does drosh mean? Look into it, make drosh in Kabbal Schar. And he says, it'll never happen. But it's telling us a lesson. It means learn the lesson. Like just before I told you, learn the lesson from this. Learn the lesson from this. And what is the lesson? The lesson is, if you start off bad, why do you kill him? Because he will be bad. If you start off bad, it's going to be bad. Who says he's good? It says, oh, he stole some meat, stole some wine from his parents, and you kill him. Why? Because if he did that, he's going to end up by killing people. Who says? Maybe he'll grow up and he'll mature. You won't. No. If you start off bad, it's going to be bad. You bring up a kid bad until he's bar mitzvah. You can't say, oh, after his bar mitzvah, he'll be good after his mitzvah. He won't be good after his bar mitzvah. He'll be bad. And that's the lesson that we have to learn. So Rishon Salanter said it's a lesson in bringing up children. You have to start chinuch, very important, at a young age. You got to start chinuch at a young age. But for us, it's the next step. It's
coming to yeshiva here. He started this month. He started a new term, September. I can't stand it when a guy comes into my office and says to me, Rebbe, you know, it's been a long, long summer. And it's a hard summer. And I wasn't that great this summer. So I'm going to be slow. I want to get into it slowly. You know, give me a break. Let me be slowly. I don't want to come doubting yet. I'm a Seder. I'll get into it slowly. You get into it slowly, Hanukkah time, you have nothing. Hanukkah time, you'll be in your rooms. And Christmas time, you'll be in your church. But, you know, no. You gotta, if you start off good, then it will be good. You gotta start off running. And what's called? Your feet on the ground running? If you don't, it's not gonna be good. You gotta start off right. That's the lesson that's learned from Ben Sora Moser. Don't think to yourself, oh, it was a long summer, I need some time, you know, gap time, and I'll start off slow, and then I'll relax a little bit, I'll get better. You will not get better. It will only get worse. I promise you. And Hanukkah time, you're going to say, you know, Rebbe, what happened to me? You know what happened to you? September 5th, September 11th happened to you. 9/11 happened to you, okay? That's what happens. All the guys are going to say, 9/11, that's right, 9/11 happened to me. Okay. That's another thing that you learned from Tashbach and Mets last night. On 9/11, the Mets scored 9 runs on 11 hits. And the scoreboard said 9/11. Everyone said, God must have sent this. If you think God cares about the Mets game, okay? What? It was fixed, of course. What?
How would they have ever scored 9 runs?
It's parsha. It says if another checker gives nevuah and it happens, don't listen to him. Because the nest happening is in the sign. This nest is in the sign that you should think it's Hashem. It's not Hashem. Hashem couldn't care less about the Mets.
The Mets are the devil?
For sure, my devil. Okay. Anyway, let's go on. What do I want to talk about? Okay. Kiseitzi Mocham Arzacha. V'nasno Hashem Ekarra B'yata Shibus Shivyan. The Chofetz Chaim and a lot of other great Bnei Musar say it's not only them, it's us also. He says to Muhammad, we go Muhammad on the Yetzahara. We go Muhammad Yetzahara. You have to go on Muhammad on Yetzahara. And then the Shavisi Shivya, you think you are, and we're going back to what we said before, but it's something else. But you think you captured it. You capture the Yetzahara. Hey, I captured the Yetzahara. I'm good. Again, no. Your fast Torah is going to pop up. You know, when you go to Muhammad, you went to straw Muhammad on your Yetzahara, and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm finished with all this. They get knocked on the office a couple weeks later. Really? I don't think I was finished with all this. Okay? You didn't, Shavisa Shiva, you didn't win the war. There's no winning the war against the Yetzahara. There's no winning the war. And the Chofetz Chaim brought the Gemara. Brachas.hey. Brachas.hey says, Le'olam yargis adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. Le'olam. Remember we talked about Le'olam last week? Didn't we? One of the shoes that gave you talk about Le'olam. Le'olam means every single day, every single minute. That's Le'olam. Le'olam yargis adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. And Rashi says, yargis mocham. You have to have this mocham every minute of the day. There's no winning the war. Your whole life, Kiteti Muhammad. You have the Muhammad all the time. You have Muhammad all the time. You're always a Muhammad. You know, you think you won the war. Let me tell you what the Gemara says. Okay, I just have 2 minutes. Yochanan Shmuelitz is a famous shmuz on this. It's about the dog in the Roman, in the shuk of Rome. But the basic story went that a guy baked fresh lachmaniot. You know what lachmaniot are?
Rolls.
And he put them out for sale, and then the dog came along. The dog wanted very badly. The dog lay down there pretending to sleep, and the guys watched the dog. He says, this dog's not going to get the lachmaniot. Not going to get it. And the dog says, I want lachmaniot. So there's a smart dog. These Roman dogs are very smart. And the dog runs over, knocks down the whole thing, grabs lachmaniot and runs out. And the guy, all my rolls are on the floor. He just picks up everything and counts them. Not so bad. I'm missing only one roll. He says, that is, the Gemara says, that is the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is like this dog in the Roman lachmaniot. What does that mean? That's the Yetzer Hara. You go to war in Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara will cause to do something, a big tumult. The Yetzer Hara, all he wants one lachmaniot. He wants one little thing. The Yetzer Hara wants one little thing from you. And that's all he wants. You think, oh, I didn't lose much. I just, this little tiny thing. No. This thing grows and grows and grows and grows. Like Chaim Shmuel said, when there's a hole in the wall, it's not there's a hole in the wall. There's no wall. Once there's a hole, there's no wall. And all the immigrants can come in. Okay? Yeah? There's a hole in the wall. Yep. That's, the Yetzer Hara wants to make a hole in the wall. One little hole. One thing. You know? Yetzer Hara will tell you tonight, Thursday night, you start, stay up Mishmar till 2 o'clock in the morning. And then you stay up 2 o'clock in the morning, and next morning, oh, I can't go to Shabbos. I learned so well, I stayed up to Shabbos. It's our God's role. God's role. Yeah, he told me, he made you very stark. He threw up the whole cart. I'm going to be stark from now on. I'm going to learn till 2 in the morning. What does he want? He wants you to miss that one shot. If you miss that one chakras, you'll miss the next day. You miss again. It becomes less, it becomes less. And you miss the Seder, then you'll become a drug and you'll die. Yeah. But have a good chakras. Yeah.